Judgment Free Zone Studios.
This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Turn me up, son.
And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Wake up.
With Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
603 here in the Queen City. That's right. You are listening to the Morning Madhouse here with you live from the Judgment Free Zone Planet Fitness on Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's about that time. Normally we do. No Leezy Mad.
But today,
it's Miss Jessica Glad.
I want to hear this.
All right. This is a great story. I'm so excited about this.
Okay.
This has got black girl magic written all over it. Okay? Check this one out. 14-year-old Sydney Wilson is set to begin her freshman year at Spelman College.
14-year-old?
14 years old. Right. She's going to be starting at Spelman in the fall, making history as the youngest student ever on the campus.
Wow.
All right. Now, check this out. Wilson was doing algebra in the first grade and began taking high school classes at a private institution that was founded by her father when she was only 10 years old. She graduated with honors, and she was the class valedictorian. All right.
Who else was in that class?
Spelman, look, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Spelman has always been a dream for this young lady ever since she was 8 years old when she went there on a college visit. And she just said that she saw all of the women and they were so nice and welcoming. And they were very, very inspiring to her. She does plan on living on campus. 14 years old. She's going to live on campus. And she is going to study biology, and she plans on using animal science to come up with cures for human ailments. 14 years old,
first
going
of
to
all,
Spelman.
That's dope.
Oh, my
dope.
Goodness. Yes. You all look her up. 14-year-old Sydney Wilson, straight up out of Decatur, Georgia. Out
that's
there
dope.
Doing it real big.
That's really, really
yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations to her. We got more great stories. Madhouse Great Debate is up next. Find out what we are debating about this morning. It's a good one. Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus. The name of this one, Old Town Road. You're listening to the Morning Madhouse here on the Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning. Power 98, Charlotte's Plug.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
For new hip-hop and R&B, Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. The name of it, Old Town Road. I saw him. He was performing over the weekend. There was a video of it.
Stanley Cup
Finals. Yes. Man, he had the crowd going crazy out there. Song still doing great.
Well, the country fans did not like him. It was a lot of white people out there rocking to that song.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know who's against this young man, but he got a lot of fans on the other side.
It doesn't have to be a lot of people. It can just be a couple of powerful people, unfortunately.
Maybe that's what it is.
But, you know, it's time for the Madhouse Great Debate. Burp, tell them what we are debating this morning.
Today's Great Debate, using the hashtag MHGreatDebate, we want to know today, what is your favorite pizza topping?
What's the best pizza topping? Cheese don't count.
No,
right?
Cheese
don't count.
A topping that you actually have to put on the pizza. You can't get a sauce pizza.
That would just be the bread. Okay. All right. I would say for me, it's like onions and green peppers.
Onions?
Yeah, like the onions and green peppers.
And green peppers?
Mm-hmm.
On a pizza?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I love that.
Ugh.
I love that.
I don't like none of that.
It's delicious.
I get no matter where I am, I get my pizza the same way everywhere I go. Sausage and pepperoni.
Sausage and pepperoni.
Yes.
Okay.
Those are my favorite toppings.
All ever. Right. Do you have one that you don't like?
Anchovies.
I've never had anchovies on a pizza.
I can't do it.
Never had it.
Fish on a pizza? That's disgusting.
Mad Ass Nation, we want to hear from you. Head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Burpee, or you can always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Madhouse, great debate today. What is the best pizza topping? We want to hear from you. Don't you go anywhere. More great music is coming up next here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Oh.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah, yeah.
And find out more about the artists we play on.
The baby, the name of the song, 21. He's popping up in trending topics. Let's get into him. All right, your trending topics for today, Tuesday, are being brought to you by Power 98 Summer Block Parties. They are back, and we're starting them off at the Goodwill Opportunity Campus on Wilkinson Boulevard. You can join the entire Power 98 family on Saturday, June 8th from 12 until 2 at the Goodwill Opportunity Campus, located 5301 Wilkinson Boulevard. We're going to have food, Paw Patrol tickets, and performances, and the best part, it is all free. Being presented by Healthy Blue North Carolina. Log on to power98fm.com for more information about that. All right, the number one trending topic right here in the Carolinas, the baby, and this fight that he got into with some guy out at South Park Mall in Louisville. Yeah.
Some guy.
Crazy situation. If you all have not seen that video, it is all over the internet. And everyone is talking about it. The baby.
Everybody's remaking it. Have you seen the remake?
Oh, no. I've seen pictures.
Listen. The remake videos? Hilarious.
Oh, man. We've actually been following this little beat, this little story. Like, this has been going on for like 6 months. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Let's stop all this. There's no point.
He need to stop. He asked for it. He got it. Okay, you're done.
Listen, I actually have more information, more news about DaBaby coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News at 7:24. Make sure you keep it locked for that. Aladdin fans, they swarmed the theaters over the weekend to watch the live action remake, and they weren't alone. Will Smith, Jada, Willow, and Jaden all snuck into a California theater, and as soon as the lights went out, they enjoyed the movies with fans. Fans had no idea that they were even in the movie theater.
Really?
And so after, and then they saw him, and they were able to greet Will Smith and his family.
That's dope.
Yeah, real
That's
dope. Dope. Real dope. Janet Jackson, you know, she's doing her Las Vegas residency, and she had some special guests in the audience on Saturday night, Beyonce and Kelly Rowland. They were in the audience jamming out. Now, there were a lot of other people that showed up to that show. But some videos of the two dancing have popped up on social media. Janet Jackson, Metamorphosis, is currently running at the Park MGM.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna see somebody in a residency.
Yeah.
I don't know who.
There are a lot going on in Vegas right now.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. And Quavo and Sweetie, you know, they've been kicking it for a while now. They're real strong. Well, they attended the wedding of Quavo's sister over the weekend. And when she threw the bouquet, Sweetie caught it. Mm. Mm-hmm. And then Quavo hopped on Instagram and they said, they're up next. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Might be walking down the aisle very soon.
Well, there goes the element of surprise.
Well, we don't know when it is or if he's popped the question or anything like that. But it was a real cute video. He got to put the garter belt on Sweetie at the wedding. Really cute video. Yeah. Those are your trending topics this Tuesday coming up. Burpee has his thoughts. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to The Morning Madhouse here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Swift Kick Wipes and Power 98 present The Days of Summer Crew featuring Post Malone and Cardi B.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
All right, y'all know what time it is, man. what I'm telling y'all about today. I'm telling you about things I learned this past Memorial Day weekend, Jessica.
Okay. What you learned, Burp?
The first thing I learned this past Memorial Day weekend is you can't bring a phone to a fist fight. You can't bring...
Facts.
You can't sit there and go on IG Live and get your ass whooped on your phone. You can't do that. You can't do it. I'm sorry. I ain't never had so much fun looking at another man's ass. Why? His whole booty was out. I was like, look at this dummy.
Horrible.
You can't do it.
Tragic.
One thing I also learned is I mistakenly thought these new age rappers were soft. I take it back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
DaBaby has dispelled all those rumors. Everything he's saying in the songs, it's pretty much true. Second thing I learned this weekend, ratchetness has no age limit. It has no age limit. If y'all only knew what y'all parents was doing in these RVs down there at Black Bike Shit. I have never in my life seen so many old men who thought they had on retro Jordans. But they was really team Jordans. We don't really know what kind it is. These were the Jordans when he was playing with the Wizards. This ain't the ones he's playing with the Bulls.
Okay,
that one took me out. That one took me down right there. That one is funny. Yeah, no, one more.
Okay, all right.
Last thing I learned is black people still don't go in water that come up past their belly button.
Belly button, knees. I got inches.
Look, they will get that beach water, take that picture. But as soon as that wave hit, oh, girl, get me out of here. That's it. That's a wrap. They laying on the sand the rest of the time.
Free Zone Studios. This is WPEG. Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, 706 here in the Queen City. It's time for one of my favorite segments. You want to shout out a friend. You want to shout out a coworker. You want to send a shout out to yo. Just do it, Burpee. You want to send a shout out to yo.
Daddy.
To yo, daddy. Give us a call right now, 570-WPEG. Let's find out who's doing some great in the world.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on, get your shine on, get your shine on. You know we gon' make it.
Shine on me, shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. You wanna let that light shine?
Sure, I do, but it was actually my son's birthday. He just turned one yesterday, so we had a big pool party at my mom and dad's house, and I just want to thank everybody who came out, who helped support it with me, celebrated with me. My baby boy had a great time, so it was good.
Oh, happy birthday to your baby. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I'm letting my sunshine, Corinthian, and I want to give a shout out to my daddy.
Shout out to you.
Say his name, like,
like, bam, getting there. Shout out to you, Miss April. Thanks for listening.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
Good morning. I want to let the light shine on myself. Well, first of all, God for being ahead of my life.
What? Oh, hallelujah. Yes, sir.
And I'd like to let the light shine on me for going through a bypass surgery, and I'm doing well.
Oh, claim it, sister. We are so glad to hear from you this morning.
And my son, Johnny Mitchell, who's incarcerated, keep your head up, son. And my daughter, Nikita Mitchell, Robin Gillette, and Ambrika Matiz, and Chanel. I love you guys.
That's we right. Got them all. Shine on all of them. Good morning.
Keep your head up and your booty down while you're in
shine on me.
Power 98. Good morning. Who you letting the light shine on?
Good morning. I'm letting this light shine on my boyfriend. We just found out he's going to be a dad.
Oh.
Wait.
She's pregnant. He's going to be a daddy.
Oh, okay. You the pregnant one, right?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
The way she said it.
She
said, we just found out he's going to be a daddy. Okay, ain't you going to be a mama?
He's going to be a daddy, and you're going to be a mama. Well, congratulations to both of y'all. You're messy, Burpee. That's what y'all. You're messy.
The way she said it, I was a little skeptical.
I have to send a huge birthday shout out to my homegirl, you know, Fatima, the one always makes the cakes for us. Well, her little girl, that's my buddy. Her name is Layla. Layla turns 11 years old today.
Happy birthday,
yes.
Layla.
Happy birthday to Miss Layla. Love you, boo. You got any shout outs?
Nope.
No, you good?
No, I do want to shout out my sister Nikki up in Virginia. She got engaged.
Oh.
This past weekend, man. Shout out to my sister, man. I ain't met the dude. I still got to do my background check on him. I met him. He cool. I'm just messing. Shout out to my sister. I love y'all, man. Congratulations, boo.
Your shot was sort of sideways.
It was.
Coming up, I've got your nosy neighbor news, 724, with a chance for you to win some tickets to go check out Coach D and the Dancing Dolls. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to The Morning Madhouse here on Charlotte's Flood, Power 98. Good morning.
Yo, Alexa,
play hit music.
Power 98.
What the hell going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, May 28th. Mark your calendars, nosy neighbors. Cardi B is dropping new music this Friday. The rapper took to Instagram to announce press with the release date posted across her chest as she posed in a tiger printed bodysuit with her hands in handcuffs while sitting on a courtroom stand. Cardi previewed the single back in December and has since received over 100 million views. The Las Vegas Cosmopolitan Hotel, where Meek Mill was rejected entry on Saturday evening, has responded to the allegations of discrimination. The casino claims that it was at capacity when Meek Mill arrived and denies that there was any discrimination, saying that under any other circumstance, Meek Mill would have been welcomed at the resort. Now, in the hotel incident report, it cited that Meek Mill refused to leave when he was told that he could not enter. Security then told Meek he would be arrested for trespassing if he didn't leave. Meek Mill plans on filing a lawsuit this week against the hotel, and he has the video proof for it. It's not looking too good for that hotel. Kid Inc. was recently burglarized, and word is that thieves made off with $200,000 worth of stuff. Police say the suspects were able to get in through a back door that was left unlocked. They made off with jewelry and purses that were left in the home. Well, DaBaby is in a little bit of trouble, and I'm not talking about that fight at South Park over the weekend. Remember last week I told you all about a security beating up a man that got disrespectful after DaBaby denied him a picture? Well, now the promoters of that show are upset. They say that the rapper left the venue after the altercation and did not perform, but he did walk away with the $22,000 that he was paid for the show anyway.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Here's the gotcha. the promoter did perform, that the contract says the baby can leave a venue if he felt security was inadequate, but he could not take the money and run without performing. They also deny that there was any type of security risk. The promoters are currently working with the baby to reschedule the event so that no lawyers have to get involved. Happy birthday to everybody's favorite auntie, Gladys Knight. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98. All right, Nosy Neighbors, hope that you were listening, because I have tickets to go check out Miss D and her dancing dolls. All you got to do is tell me what I said about Cardi B in the Nosy Neighbor News. Get on the phone lines right now, 570-WPEG, caller number 9. You let me know what I said about Cardi B, and I'm going to hook you up with these tickets.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your...
It is 7:38 here in the Queen City. 71 degrees as you walk outside with a high of 96 today. You're listening to The Morning Madhouse, and it's about that time of the morning where we ask Madhouse Nation a question, and then they chime in. What's today's question, Bert?
Today's question is, we want to know, what's on your bucket list? What is on your bucket list?
Now, if you're not familiar with exactly what a bucket list is, it's just a list of things that you want to accomplish before you pass away. Mm. You know, Bert, what you got on your bucket list?
I definitely want to go skydiving.
Mm.
I do want to go skydiving. Also, what's on my bucket list is, before I'm done with my career, I want to either have my own sitcom or be on one.
Mm. Okay.
Whichever one comes first.
I can see both of those happening. You better speak it into existence.
Thanks,
grab
yes.
the blessings and bring it that way.
Bring it in.
All of that.
Bring
get
it in.
Get it. Get it.
Bring it in.
Get it. On my bucket list, the one of the things that I have on there is that I want to. I feel like going skydiving is on a lot of people's bucket list. Yeah. That's on my bucket list also. I'm actually going to try to make that one happen this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to make that one happen this year.
They do it up in Salisbury.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See where we're going here?
Yep.
I think, okay. All right. We're
going to
make that way.
I think we can work something out.
But I want to be a graduation speaker at Johnson C. Smith. I want to be the keynote speaker at the commencement speaker.
That'll be dope.
At Johnson C. Smith's graduation one year.
That'll be dope.
That's on my bucket list.
I can see that happening,
all right.
Jess. Okay. You
grab
got
it.
To claim it.
Claim
you
it.
You have to speak
I
it.
I will be.
And when you put it out in the
uh-huh.
the atmosphere, you got to grab it.
Grab it. I'm grabbing it right
in.
Now. Grab
receive
it.
Receive the blessing.
Hey, out there, Madhouse Nation, I want you to say your goal. Say it right now.
Say it.
Did you say it? Now grab it.
Grab it.
Grab it. Bring it close to you.
Uh-huh.
Grab it. Bring it close to you. And say, I will.
I will.
Do this.
Do this.
Say another goal.
Okay.
Do another goal.
All right.
Grab it.
Grab it.
Bring it close.
Bring it back.
I will.
I will.
Do this.
Do this.
And shake your head when you say it. I will.
No.
Do this. Say it with some authority. All right. We want to hear from you. Leave it on our voicemail. What is on your bucket list? What will you do? 704-227-8780. 704-227-8780. Leave it there, and we're going to play them back tomorrow. All right. You're listening to No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Up next, Miss Incognito is live in the kitchen.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.